Hey out there, everybody. We're two different hosts. I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
And this is a wet bottle. It's wet, wet, wet.
Yeah, it's been sweating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got our first recurring brand. Because I doubt Brian realized that.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
No, it's fine. That was our second episode even.
Yeah.
We've got another from Point Premium, which is a brewery that I am completely fine with.
Up in Stevens Point.
Yep.
Since 1857, apparently.
Dedicated soda pals may remember that we did Point Premium Black Cherry Cream on our second episode. We gave it a very high rating. It's still my second favorite soda of the show behind the Sprecher Cherry Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be the Vanilla Cream.
Yep, Vanilla Cream.
The bottle is tinted, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say it's a white-brown.
That's my guess. Yeah, but no, he's right. It is a tinted bottle, so Point Premium, they protect this shit from light, my friends.
That they do. They also still have that weird pinhead guy on here.
Yeah, he's amusing me.
Freaking me out.
And it is, www.pointbeer.com. Might want to look into them if they do good, beers and such.
There's 10 more calories in this than in a can of Dr. Pepper. Because for some reason they've been really adamant about telling me that there's 150 calories in Dr. Pepper.
That is peculiar, yeah.
I don't know why. This is going to be one of our pure cane sugar and or high fructose corn sugar.
That's fantastic. Yeah, they get sugar.
There's some honey in here and some vanilla.
Yep.
So, that seems fine. Yep. Caffeine free. We got that good old Twist and Shout bottle cap.
Pop my top.
Don't pop Brian's top, ladies and gentlemen. You will make a mess.
All right. Let's do this.
Make it happen. I came off pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Hey, I win the manliness quotient. Yeah, the cap is very metally.
Oh, yes.
Which is unusual.
Sure. It's like licking a radiator. Maybe. Ooh, I got some head forming.
Oh yeah, I definitely got some of that.
That's nice.
I got some great head.
Nah, I definitely have more substantial head than you do.
That's because I opened mine substantially earlier than you did. Mine came up to about here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It smells as I expected.
Yeah,
it smells more like this aggressive cap than anything for me, though.
Oh, mine smells like vanilla cream. So
I smell more cap and bottle than actual soda, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
All right, this is the point where we would clank bottles if we were close enough and weren't too lazy.
Hey, clank! This is the sound of a gavel. All right. I like that gave me an audible glub-glub.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad, because I'm guessing the mic didn't pick up on either of them, but... Oh.
We can really taste the honey.
Did you say you can or you can't?
I can.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's prominent. I was not expecting that. This is not typically what I get out of a cream soda. Though, not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not thick and bogging down my mouth yet, which is something that I've come to expect from cream and root beer.
Naturally.
But...
Yeah, the feeling that after you drink it, you really need a drink.
Yeah. It's kind of like getting a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
You get a cup of water with it.
Yeah, definitely.
To that end, though, this is moderately refreshing as far as actually trying to quench a thirst.
Mm-hmm.
I would not drink this if I was super thirsty, though.
No, certainly not.
To wash down some food, though, absolutely.
Yeah, this strikes me.
I could definitely cook a burger with this.
Mm-hmm.
With this, even.
That would probably be pretty disgusting, actually, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be good for a burger.
I do have burger patties. We can have that instead.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in that sandwich shop.
I don't know. I've had a lot of sandwiches lately. All right.
Whatever.
Plus, yeah. I'm trying to eat out less, but...
That's another good reason.
Yeah,
yeah, overall, I'd...
Yeah, it seems fine.
I'm happy with this, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's probably the opposite end of the spectrum as far as flavoring goes from the mug cream that we had on the show. That was much more aggressive. This is a cream soda.
Yeah.
This is something that you are going to drink. There's a dog. And he's staring at you through your hand.
Yeah.
This, here, we just have a sad old man.
Yeah.
Another man with a mustache.
His hat is not pointy, though.
No. I think he's just there to visit. Not my favorite point premium, though. Not even nearly. You gotta try some of the black cherry cream sometime. I highly recommend it. I want to say it got upper 80s. Man, I will have no problem finishing this bottle.
Yeah. No, nor will I.
Though, I doubt I'd buy it again. It's not my favorite cream soda so far. And if I'm gonna buy a cream soda, I'm going to go with the cream soda.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty happy with this because I'm not huge on cream sodas.
Ah.
And this one is, I mean, it's
not a very creamy cream.
Yeah, no, it's got...
The vanilla really
the vanilla,
mellows it down.
Yeah, the vanilla and the honey are definitely the prominent players here, and the cream is just kind of like, yeah, I'm tasty.
It burps well.
I haven't burped in it yet.
It took a little bit of effort, but it came up pretty nice, so... Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, it does burp well.
Yeah. Which is another unusual thing about... cream sodas, as far as this soda concerns. Usually cream does... You ever open up some milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as sodas go, I'm certainly giving it an above average score.
Oh, yeah.
This is by no means... But it's by no means... Yeah.
It's favorable, but not perfect.
When Bob was over, I don't remember if this actually got recorded or not,
mm-hmm.
But we gave a good baseline for what a 50 would be.
Yeah.
Milk.
Milk is 50.
Milk's a 50. That feels like a completely average drink.
Is it, are we talking skim milk, 2%, whole?
The milk that you drink most regularly would be your 50.
I guess that'd be
for me, good. That would definitely be skim.
I used to drink skim. I was raised on skim, but now I'm more of a 2%er, I think.
I can't do 2%. I can taste the fat.
I can't do skim anymore because it tastes like white water.
Hey, little sister. Where did you buy this milk?
It's a nice day for some white water.
Do we have any sodas that are from white water? Because that is a town, too. We've had Point, we've had Door County, I don't remember what specific mm-hmm. city. Stevens Point, specifically, for our non-Wisconsin listeners, because there are some.
We have listeners?
Yeah. I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And Monroe was the other one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Monroe. Bottom rung so far for Wisconsin brews.
What soda was that?
It was our blueberry cream.
Oh, yeah.
I'm completely willing to give them another shot. They have other varieties. Mm-hmm. Some might be good.
It's like going to a carnival that you didn't really want to go to.
I mean, you're at a carnival. You're making the most out of it, but yeah, you got shit to do.
Alright. Let's rate this. You can go first.
This makes me feel like I'm sitting at a bar and grill waiting for a particularly good burger. It's passing the time, and it's doing so admirably, but it's not what I'm here for.
And the score?
68. Now you're pressured not to just give an emotion and run the score.
Actually, I'm just going to go with what he said. That's a pretty... I mean, yeah, it's...
It's like making this easy on the waiter, I guess, Brian.
Yeah, really. No, I mean, yeah, that's perfect, dude.
No, I feel like ordering the soda made it easy on the waiter. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, got the good burger coming. It's like, hey, yeah, this is... Got some good conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
your score is probably going to be higher.
Are you picturing yourself sitting at the bar, or are you like sitting at a table with some friends over in like, you know, the area where there's probably a dartboard nearby and stuff?
I'm not going to be at the bar by myself.
I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, I suppose I could see myself, like, the place is particularly busy, mm-hmm. stopped at the bar with the friends to grab a drink while we wait for a table.
Yeah, okay, that works, yeah.
That actually paints a pretty vivid picture of how this tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
But yeah, we're like, 73? Wait, okay. You said 68, so
yeah,
70.5.
Yeah, this feels 70.5.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. As I usually am when our scores are pretty close. So
yeah, shocking.
Point Premium Vanilla Cream. Wait staff friendly. See you later, soda pals.